I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
94.7 The Wave. Tonight is a very big night for Mindy Hebert as she gets set to head to the Grammy Museum this evening at 7:30. She'll be doing a very special performance of songs from her brand new release. It's the third studio album from Mindy Hebert and the Bone Shakers, and it's called No Good Deed. It's on her Pretty Good For A Girl Records. That's got to be the coolest name for a record label ever, Mindy.
Hey, if you get to name your own record label, you better have fun with it, right?
This is something Mindy has heard throughout her life. She loved it so much until she wrote a song about it. And everybody has to admit that it really is true. You're pretty good for a saxophone player, is what I would say about that.
I'll take that.
Before we talk about the record, though, I got to say the last time I saw you was at your 50th birthday party, which was so fantastic, especially after you and your longtime boyfriend, Eric, walked out and got married at the birthday party.
Surprise!
Now, that's what I call time management at its best.
I love that. Actually, I hadn't thought about that. You know what? We started to plan our wedding, and it just felt stuffy, and it felt traditional, and I didn't want the white poofy dress. So I just thought, what would I really want? And what I wanted was all of our friends around us just having a great time, just, you know, no worries about, oh, I have to come dressed up or, oh, I have to bring a gift. No, just come thinking you're going to have a great time and let's just pull out a wedding out of our pocket and go for it and have everyone be there.
And that is exactly what happened. You know, I've been to some of your other birthday parties, always a blast. And how great to celebrate that and to celebrate No Good Deed at the same time.
Yeah, it's quite a month having a record drop and being on tour. You know, I'm on my honeymoon with the Bone Shakers. And it's a lot in 1 month, but I'm loving it.
Now, for people who've never heard Mindy Hebert and the Bone Shakers, how would you describe your group?
You know what? It's the coming together of forces of, you know, people coming from a little different arenas. You know, my world has been jazz for a long time and, you know, kind of pop and soul and that kind of stuff.
And a little rock sprinkled in there, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I grew up with a lot of rock and blues and obviously, you know, went off for my summer vacation with Aerosmith and toured with a lot of rock and roll over my years.
But let's not forget Springsteen.
Yeah, Springsteen, too. Ah, that was such a pinch me moment. I just love Bruce Springsteen. But then add in Randy Jacobs and the Bone Shakers. They were just blues, rock, and, you know, just a lot of muscle, a lot of abandon and intent and, you know, just such a great band. So about 5 years ago, he and I just decided, you know what, we've just got such great chemistry and we have so much fun together. You know, let's join forces.
Talking to saxophonist Mindy Hebert. But you mentioned chemistry, Mindy, which I think is really at the heart of the success of the Bone Shakers. What you guys do on stage and on record is something that just looks like family reunion to me.
It is. I mean, Randy Jacobs and I have played over 20 years together. He's played on my records. I've played on his records. We met in a band in Los Angeles that we were just playing, you know, the Mint every week. And I saw that guy do a backflip off the stage, mid-guitar solo. And I just thought, I'm going to be friends with that guy. And sure enough, here many years later, we're friends. And, you know, cut to a few years ago, half of my band was playing in his band, the Bone Shakers, and he was playing in my band. I went to go sit in with the Bone Shakers because we were both doing the Hyatt Newport Beach Jazz Festival. And I had the time of my life. I just looked at him after I got off stage. I was like, that was electric. It's supposed to be like that every night. You're supposed to love what you play and who you play with. And, you know, Rodney Lee has been in my band 17 years. There's a lot of chemistry. Third Richardson is from my hometown. You know, I mean, there's so much chemistry. And I think it just adds to the fun and the excitement of anything we do together.
A lot of cross-pollination there, and it is really working. Talk a little bit about the material on the record. I know that you have some original songs on there and also some covers as well.
Yeah, most of my my records and our records as the Bone Shakers are songs that we write. And I've always, you know, leaned towards that. This one, you know, we brought in probably 40 songs that I wrote and that we wrote as a band. But then we brought in a bunch of cover songs that we just thought were cool, whether it was a song or the artist or just something that moved us about it. And we pared it down to 10 songs. And then there's songs that, you know, are kind of rip your heart out, make you cry kind of stuff that, you know, I definitely poured my heart and soul out on that I wrote. One is Sweetest Lies, and there's another called Who Will Save My Soul. And so it's an incredibly multi-dimensional record for us. It's not a straight-out blues record. It's not a straight-out jazz record. It's a lot of different influences coming together.
Yeah, well, it took only 5 days to record this album, but we're going to be listening to it, I think, for quite a while now. And you'll get a chance to hear in performance Mindy Hebert and the Bone Shakers, 7:30 p.m. at the Grammy Museum. Tickets and information at GrammyMuseum.org. And then more chances to see Mindy as the summer goes by, including a show at the Hyatt later on this summer with Sheila E. on the same bill. Woohoo! That's going to be an amazing night.
That'll be amazing. And if you haven't been to the Grammy Museum, it's stellar. It's amazing. You just want to walk through and soak it all in. There's so much history there and coolness. And it's just a very cool place to drop our record and have a concert and just have some fun.
Yeah, and it's nights like these at the Grammy Museum, too, that I think make it extra special. Consider becoming a part of the Grammy Museum family and checking it out as often as you possibly can. Well, thank you for taking some time with us this morning, Mindy. We'll see you at the Grammy Museum and then later on this summer at the Hyatt.
Absolutely.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.